With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the Steelers Hangover. A good hangover indeed when the Pittsburgh Steelers are 3-0, Tony. This isn't face down and ugly in your own stink. This is, woo, I'm partying, so I'm tying one on. The Steelers Hangover, it's a good one this week once again. As you can see from our thumbnail for this, when you see the Steelers Hangover, it's Steelers fans partying. I don't want to break out the dejected fan Steeler Hangover thumbnail, and I'm hoping not to bring that out for a long time. Steelers have not been 3-0 for 10 years. I would love to see them go 4-0, and I got to tell you, I probably can't tell you the last time that I remember the Steelers being 4-0. Do you know this, Tony?
I do. I know this. 1979, and I think we all know what happened that year.
1979. We had a double champ. We were City of Champions, my friend.
That's right.
Yeah, and you know what's funny? Because that team in 1979, not a lot of people realize it. That team turned over the ball a lot.
Oh, yes.
I mean, as great as Bradshaw and Harris were, they would turn the ball over, but they knew how to win. And this team, it seems like the Steelers in this nervous game, we talked about them having a knack for winning nervously. It seems like this team right now is finding ways to win and more confident in ways to win. And it's Ben Roethlisberger is one of the guys that is leading these young players and showing them how to win. And once they have that knack, that winning nervously starts winning emphatically. So I'm pretty excited about that. But 4-0, 1979, that's an awful long time. That's 41 years, my friend. I think they need to match it. We need the excitement of that, and we'll see what happens this week. So what we want to do, we want to go ahead and have you ask your questions. We're going to bring some Q&A portions into the game. So here we go. Dallas Quinley asks, and I'm going to bring that up. Do you see McFarland playing more and Snell less? Well, what did you say the division of labor between those two were? 7 apiece?
I believe that's what I checked out the box score yesterday and a few times today. I believe it was 7 apiece. Actually, you know what? I think McFarland had 6. So he had 6. He averaged 7. So 6 for 42. And then Snell had 7, I believe, for 11 yards. So it's 7 and 6. So it's basically even.
You know what? I think they are going to get even looks. I like that change of pace. They are different kind of runners. I like having them both in there. We saw what the 49ers did with it last year, but I still want to see James Conner be your bell cow. I like that. I have no problem with that now, and I know I talked about it completely differently 2 weeks ago.
We both did. Yeah.
But that's a little bit of frustration, and that wasn't the keeping the insight to know that, hey, look, they'll be okay. It just looked like he wasn't running well.
Right.
But he's running well now. And the Steelers are the only team to have 3 100-yard rushers in the first three games. Well, 100-yard rushers. They don't have three. They have two. 100-yard rushers in the first three games. The only team to do that. Really interesting as well. Steelers tank. Imagine 11, 19, 18 with 85 and 89 on the field later this year or in the playoffs. Yeah, that's what we were talking about, Steeler tank. That's pretty exciting. Lamont Curry. If Steelers beat Titans, Browns, Ravens, Cowboys, Super Bowl, we will win. That's almost Yoda-ish. Super Bowl, we will win. You know what? That could be a possibility, but you've got to learn how to beat the Ravens twice in a season. The Browns are an interesting team to me. They're no longer the if it's Brown, flush it down team.
Right.
With that running game that they have, Baker Mayfield has a great insurance policy, knowing that he can give it to Nick Chubb or throw it to Kareem Hunt. Those guys are racking up yards. That is a fantastic running team there. AJ, Gavin, Anthony. Connor will be the bell cow, but the others will be filling in when he needs rest and give a change of pace. And Ant Mac at the same time. And I'm just learning. I just learned about that name yesterday. I didn't realize Jeff Hardman called him Ant Mac, and I didn't realize that was his name. So it's like a my two favorite things, macaroni and cheese and Ant-Man, Paul Rudd. And Paul Rudd is a casual Steelers fan, too. So there you go. Big Marv asks this. Bad, do you think the Steelers will keep the pace up or go cold? Now, I don't see them going cold because this is the exciting thing for me. You have teams like the Titans, the Cowboys, the Ravens coming up. They don't always lose to those teams. They're going to lose games to one of them. They're not going to go 3-0 against those teams. But they seem to take those teams on the schedule that should be an automatic loss and play them tough and shock them. And they do that all the time. We saw that with the Kansas City Chiefs just a couple years ago when they beat the Chiefs and the Chiefs were 6-0. We have seen them defeat the Baltimore Ravens before. So I'm not worried about that. Are you worried about them going cold, Tony?
I mean, no, I think the great thing about the defense that they have is even if the defense struggles, you know, it's never going to let a game get away from it like in years past. It's just too talented. So I think the defense will always keep them in game. So even if they do go cold on offense, they're still going to have a chance to win at the end. And even if they do win lose a game or two here and there, it's not going to be an extended losing streak because they have that defense and now they have Ben back. So I think there's a little bit too much there for them to be tend to go cold for an extended period of time.
Here's an excellent question. Reginald Rivers, my man, Reggie. Bad, I have a tough question for you. Who should the Steelers sign long-term, Hilton or Sutton? Tony, I have my answer. I'm going to throw it to you first.
Well, I think they should sign Hilton long-term because I think he's one of the best in the business overall. I mean, he has great instincts, obviously, getting after the quarterback, but he's still a really good, way above average slot corner. But they're probably not going to be able to sign him because he's probably going to get a huge raise next year. So I'm guessing it'll be Sutton that they try to go after.
Donald Nolan asks, what about 13? 13, James Washington, is one of their most unheralded players, but he is a fantastic piece of the puzzle. He's going to win a game or two for you alone. James Washington is the epitome of a team player. I love the nickname Grandpa Strong that Ike Taylor gave him. I don't even know if he realized he was giving him a nickname. But this guy, he's a farm kid. He blue collar. He plays tough. He catches the ball tough. We called him last year the combat catcher. I love everything about James Washington. The problem with James Washington, he's going to get overshadowed. And guess what? James Washington doesn't care about that. He's going to go out and do his thing. What's your thoughts on 13, Tony?
I love him. I'm a big James Washington backer. I always thought he was underrated. He's been underrated since the beginning of last year. I thought he did an excellent job last year with the leading the team in receiving yards with the quarterback play the way it was. And he's going to have another fine year this year, I think. And the great thing about these receivers is Ben doesn't have to worry about getting the ball to one specific person. So you're going to see a lot of these guys having big games, taking turns. You're going to see Juju have a decent game. You're going to see Deontay Johnson. You're going to see Washington. Obviously, Chase Claypool, Eric Ebron, if you want to include the tight ends. That's the great thing about this receiving core and the tight ends is you can distribute the wealth really evenly, whereas in the past you had to worry about getting the ball to AB all the time, and it just I think that put a little bit too much pressure on Ben. Whereas this year, he's just going to go for the he's already shown that if you look at the targets, he's looking for the guy that's open,
and that's a huge thing as well. And that leads to this question, Bri 160701 says, any concerns with Ben's deep ball accuracy? A little, but I think it's coming. I think it's about to hit. I think the rust is being shaken off that. His preseason's over, Bri. So I'm thinking that, there's a little bit of a concern, but it's not keeping me up at night. I think that's we're going to see that solved, and that's not even going to be a question. Tony?
Yeah, I'd be more concerned if he couldn't throw the ball deep. I think his arm looks stronger than it did 2 years ago when he was having trouble. It seemed like he was always underthrowing guys on deep balls. Whereas this year, it's overthrowing. I think it's just a matter. A guy that's been in the league as long as he has, he's the longest tenured Steeler ever now. So I think if his arm is healthy, he'll figure it out and get the accuracy back on those deep balls. That's his thing. I mean, that's Ben loves doing that more than anything. So he's going to get his accuracy back on the deep balls. It's just a matter of time.
You know what? I want to say something about Ben Roethlisberger. This might be my favorite version of Big Ben. I think I'm enjoying watching him more than I have in a long time. And I'm talking through Super Bowl years. I mean, I loved watching him. Don't get me wrong. There's something special about Ben to me this year. 7 touchdowns, 1 interception. I believe that's the line. I want to knock on wood on that because we've seen him have those 5 interception games, but you know, I'm loving what I'm seeing from him. I think it's all going to come together. You know what? I just realized I did not answer Reginald Rivers' question, so I'm going to go quick into that. I think Hilton has become the guy in preseason. I was thinking that he was less expendable than Matt Filer. Now I'm thinking that the things that Mike Hilton brings to this team every single week, he's on pace to have 12 quarterback sacks this year, you know, two sacks in 3 games. That interception yesterday was huge. By the way, in bold and bizarre predictions, 2nd week in a row, last week, Joe Hayden, this week, Mike Hilton, I predicted who had the Steelers interceptions. Leonardo Torres asked, where's Minka? Minka's there. Minka's coming. Minka had a great tackle yesterday or a pass breakup. I just don't think you're seeing the secondary the way you want to see him with what's happening with the front 7 being so dominant. Something's got to give. I still think those guys are a little bit on an island, but you notice no points. You couldn't pass in the second half on them as well. That secondary straightening out. I wouldn't worry about Minka. Ryan O'Toole asked this question. How would you grade the refs? Watt was being ridden like a pony and Ben had that first down. Here's the thing with the refs. I thought during the Broncos game that they weren't as bad. The refs weren't as bad as everybody else thought. Now, a lot of people disagree with me on that. I have no problem with that. That's fine. Yesterday, the Steelers only got nailed with 2 penalties.
Yeah.
It was the it was Ben's intentional grounding, which, as Dave Schofield and Jeff Hartman pointed out, I think it was more Dave yesterday pointed it out, that if Vance McDonald was just a little bit more in the end zone, then that's not an intentional grounding. It's not going to be as egregious because he was actually trying to go to him. But you still have to call that. And the other one was...
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.